Thank you so much, Paloma. That was awesome. Reminded me that movie some of us just saw. Today I'm going to consider you guys as my mother. We've all been given a legacy from our mothers. Even if we have never seen our mothers, even if they were not in our lives at all, at least we have been given a legacy of life. What could be greater than life? I was fortunate with one of my parents and not so much with the other. One of my parents was extremely loving and caring and supportive. That was my mom. My father, not so much. I saw him only twice while he was alive. Some of us are blessed with a loving father, some with a loving mother, some with both, and others with neither. In any case, people might have stepped in to replace the missing parent. Maybe we had an uncle, an aunt, a neighbor. Maybe we had a friend that supported us and stepped in to do the job of the needed missing parent. In any case, in the case of my missing father, I had a stepfather. Even if we were born alone in the world with no one ever to help us, we would have been born from our Mother Earth. It would have been our Mother Earth that birthed us, supplied us with food and shelter, given us oxygen, helped us in our need to survive. We all have had mothers or mother replacements. These mother replacements, this Mother Earth, this uncle, this friend, I will call mothers in today's speech. We label them mothers and say that someone or something has been a mother to each one of us. Each one of us, each one of you has been a mother to someone. These mothers have given us a legacy, a richness, a treasure. In my case, it was my actual mother that gave me a legacy. Our family of 9 kids and 2 parents were very poor. My stepfather worked when he could, and my mom worked at home. My mom had a belief system, and it was those beliefs that are my legacy today. Once one of the kids, an older sister, wanted to go to Japan on a student exchange program. It was going to cost $800. And back then, it might as well have been $8 million. There was no way we could have gotten $800 for this trip. But my mom believed differently. She believed in the power of God to provide. She said, let's do what we can, and if God wants my sister to go, he will do the rest. Don't worry about the money. The money was raised, and my sister went to Japan. That belief is my legacy. Don't worry about the money. Do what you can and see what happens. That belief is my gift from my mom. I brought that belief to this fellowship. In committee meetings and board meetings, I try never to let the price of something stop us from dreaming. First we dream what we want to accomplish, and then we work for it and see what happens. There have been some big dreams birthed here in this place. Haley and others, hope you remember Haley, and others saw what was going on at the border with the caging of children and said, this has to stop. Some mother somewhere, be it a male mother, a female mother, or even Mother Earth, inspired Haley and others to say, no, this cannot be. On our watch, we cannot let children be ripped from the arms of their mothers and be caged. They decided to do something about it. Some might have said, we're too few. What can we do? But the legacy of mothers prevailed. Meetings were organized, the media called, and a caravan left this place last fall and drove to a children's holding facility and tried to bring songs of encouragement and toys to send a message to these children that although they are without their mothers right now, we will step in and provide love and care. We will bring songs and gifts. Did it work? Did bringers of song and gifts deliver that proposed support? They tried. An elderly woman in the group carried the gifts to the door and was arrested for trespassing. The BFEU team publicized the arrest, and it got over 12 million hits on YouTube. 12 million people saw what BFEU did that day to help those children. 12 million people were encouraged by this action to do what they could do for justice. It was a bell of freedom that was rung that day. This elderly woman rang a bell of freedom for these children, and 12 million people heard that bell. When you hear the bell, you know it's time to fight. You know it's time to come forth, to leave your house and join the villagers and fight for justice. 12 million people heard that bell, and for some of them, it encouraged them to fight on for justice and to organize and join others. That is how justice is going to come to this world. That is how freedom is going to come to this world. That is how love is going to come to this world. You did that. Maybe you were like Jesse, who also got arrested that day for trespassing in his attempt to bring gifts and songs to the children. You rang that bell that day. Maybe it was you who also drove with the caravan. You did that. You hammered out justice. Maybe it was you who helped buy those gifts for those children. Maybe it was you who helped pay the electric bill that helped this place exist so the legacy of mothers could be carried on here. You see, even if you hadn't done anything that day, the legacy of mothers that you have received, you have already passed on to the future world. Those children are not the only ones in need here on this earth. Depression affects many. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, there are 16 million depressed people here in the U.S. I've had problems with depression myself. What does it take to keep those that are depressed from killing themselves? How important are the little things we do to help these people? Drugs can help. Zoloft helped me, and I tried to encourage depressed people to take advantage of medicine. For others, they're helped by sunsets, beautiful butterflies. Our Mother Earth saves those that are depressed. For others, it is the kindness and love of others, people. This is what you have done already. This is your legacy. You have already saved many. Count me as one of those saved. Thank you. Saved by that smile you shared. Saved by that nice conversation you shared. Thank you. Saved by your offer of help. Thank you. You have already shared the legacy of your mothers. You have already smiled at strangers, bought someone coffee, befriended the lonely. You have already done these things. And those things that you have done have encouraged others. And that love that you sent out, that song of love, has been passed from one to others, from one to another. That encouragement has been passed. That song of love has been sung by you, and others have heard it and sung it again. I'm really proud of you guys. My family and I grew up in Hayward, and on one of the four busy streets that feed into the Hayward Hills. The traffic was so dangerous on our street that our cars had been hit 13 times by drivers going too fast. A 10-year-old boy was hit and put into a coma for 30 days. Four women in our neighborhood, including my mom, said enough is enough. They weren't going to stand by any longer and do nothing. They organized a petition and went to every house in the area, about 150 houses, and got the people to sign the petition to ask the city council to close the street. Closing the street seemed like another impossible thing. There were only four streets that fed the entire hills of Hayward. If they closed one of the streets, the traffic would be spread to the other streets, making that traffic worse. On top of that, every city council member supported the new housing development that was planned for the hills. Over 1,000 new houses were going to be built in the hills, and this would increase the traffic even more. There wasn't a chance in hell that the city council would support closing one of the streets. My mom believed differently. She believed that you do what you can, you organize, you work, and trust God and see what happens. The petition was filed, it got on the city council agenda, and lo and behold, the city did support the plan to close the street. Now on Highland Boulevard, one can walk down the center of the street without fear. That is my mom's legacy to us. Try. Take your hammer and hammer out justice. Ring that bell of freedom. Sing that song of love. You don't know what the outcome will be, but act. Amen. Today, we see that the mother of us all, our Mother Earth, is in trouble. We see pollution on every side, climate chaos, global warming. Our mother is calling out for help. What are we going to do? A philosopher once said that if we want to change the world, change what we do. Live in a way that if everyone copied you, the world would be saved. Take this cup and grass straw, for example. They aren't cheap. It's made of glass. This is like unbreakable. It's like one of those lab kind of glass things. Yeah, right, almost. But these aren't cheap. But if you bought this and used this one instead of the throwaway cups and straws, then think of the landfill that would be saved. Think of the millions less cups and straws that will have to be produced. We can save energy and landfill one drink at a time. Take this shampoo bar. Never need to buy a plastic shampoo bottle again. That saves the planet. You could buy these things at the place on San Carlos?
Ecology Center,
thank you. I knew you guys would help me on that one. You never have to buy a plastic shampoo bottle again. That saves the planet. So we're going to save the planet one bottle at a time, one straw, one cup at a time. Take this scrub pad. This is compostable. It will go back into the earth to nurture and support living things. No more plastic scrub pads, which destroy the earth. This is how we hammer out justice. Ring a bell of freedom. Sing a song of love. We are saving our planet one action at a time. If you do it, then the message might catch on, and then it gets spread. And we already heard today several examples of what you guys are already doing. What about the needs of our neighbors? Mother Earth needs saving, but what about the people here and their needs? In California, there are 130,000 homeless people. Can we solve this problem? Right. What would my mother say? Organize, work, pray, depend upon God, and see what happens. The philosopher I mentioned a little earlier would say, everyone act as if their act would save the whole world. There are 130,000 homeless people in our state. What if we paid for their housing? Housing costs a lot in the Bay Area, but the average cost of a two-bedroom apartment in California across the whole state is $1,300 for two bedrooms. To house each one of them in a two-bedroom apartment in California would cost about $1,300 apiece. There are 40 million housed people in California. What if every housed person paid some money so the unhoused could live? How much money would that cost? I'll show you. A five spot. As it turns out, it would cost about $5 a month. That is your hammer. That is your bell. That is your song of love. Would you give $5 a month to house the homeless? It's enough. If everyone did this in California, we could solve the homeless problem. say our church started a movement here where we tried to get our members, our friends, our neighbors, to at least give $5 a month. We could total, we get our total up to $1,300, and then we save one individual or family. We write a book, we put it on YouTube, we get our story in the media. Would other churches follow? Would there be 12 million hits? Could we change the world with a $5 hammer, with a $5 song of love? My mom and her legacy would say yes. The Committee on Ministry voted to support asking this fellowship to challenge us to give 1% of our salaries for justice. That is 1% after taxes. That's a little less going out to eat, a little less coffee. It's a sacrifice. And for some it would be hard, and for others that might, they might want to give more. It is a hammer. It would, if you give it to the San Francisco Chronicle Season of Sharing Fund, they use every penny to support the needy of our community. When the Subcommittee on Ministry has future projects organized, those who donate to that committee will see their money go to those projects. We already have one person who has agreed to do this, so we have a $500 check coming in to do some work for social justice. It's a hammer of justice. If this 1% idea catches on, we could change the world. Let's do it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.